Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, the most important thing in life, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, the gospel message of new life through Jesus Christ is the most important thing during this half hour of Wee Kids, Amber and Kendall. Nice to have you kiddos listening. Hello, Susanna. Hello, Andrea, Abigail, DJ, and is this little Emily over here? What a sweet bunch of kids you are. Sammy Joe, how are you doing? Yes, I'm talking to you, Sammy Joe. Nice to have you in tune with Wee Kids. Taylor, hello to you. Greetings to Tyler and Jessica. Alexis and Nicholas. Sweet little Nicholas. He's up to about 4 months now, isn't he, Mama? He's doing fine, isn't he? Hello, Grandpa Darvin. And Alexis, I think you're going to be picked during our wonderful Wee Kids March, so be ready to be a March leader. Alicia, good to have you listening. Teresa, Kristen, and Megan, good to have you along. And howdy to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. So what do you do if you're a jealous king and you find out about a new king? Even if that new king is a baby? Well, you stir up trouble, of course. And that's exactly what the jealous king does during Bible time coming up. His name, Herod. Also coming in this half hour is music, and I think I hear some now. It's all Bible-based radio for little people and their families. Welcome to Wee Kids.
Promises.
Important.
You keep your promises, promises.
It's true.
Oh God, your word is life, promise.
Praise you, Lord.
Promises. You keep your promises.
Adam and Eve, they're in the garden. You love them though they disobeyed. You promised someday you would send them a Savior. You always do what you say.
Promises. You keep your promises, promises. Oh God, your word is like rock.
Never again. Promise Noah, would you destroy the world by flood? You sealed your promise with a beautiful rainbow. Oh God, you always keep your word.
Promises, you keep your promises, promises. Oh God, your word is like rock. Promises. Promises, promises. Oh God, your word is like rock.
Sometimes I'm scared of nighttime noises, and I don't like to be alone. But you have said you will be with me always. Oh God, your word strong as stone.
Promises. You keep your promises, promises. Promises. Oh God, your word is like rock.
Youngster, if God promises it, if God even says it, you can count on it as being true. God never goes back on His word. What is His word? His word is the Bible. God is not a politician. And believe me, I am terribly embarrassed about the politicians in America. They say one thing, and often they just do completely opposite. Don't get me started on that. It's God who we can count on. Want an example? Hebrews chapter 13, God says, "Let your way of life be free from the love of money." This is good for big people as well as little people. "Be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For He Himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." That means once you belong to God, He's never going to let go. You can count on that. That's a promise of God. And you can be sure that that's true. Hey there, youngster. You're in tune with We Kids. This is Mr. Nick. Coming up in just a moment or two, today's Bible time, and the account of King Herod. Think he kept his word? Before that, we've got some music about a good king.
Who can turn the water into wine?
I know.
Jesus can.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus can.
Who can make a wedding celebrate on time?
Jesus can. Jesus can.
Can heal the sick or cure a disease.
Jesus can. Jesus can.
Take care of you when there's trouble.
Jesus can.
Yes.
Jesus can.
And who can get you into heaven even though you can't get there by being good?
Jesus can.
Yes.
Jesus can.
Oh, Lord, praise you. We need you.
There's nothing too big or mountaintop too tall. I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna shout it. There's nothing too small.
Youngster, you can be sure that if you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, He loves you, He cares for you, He's watching out for you in ways that you don't even know about sometimes. And now it's on to We Kids Bible time. Remember I told you about Herod, this bad king? He was very upset to hear about the birth of a new king. Remember the Christmas story? And now there's more to this, based on Matthew chapter 2. King Herod was very upset. He was afraid this new baby would grow up and become king instead of him. Herod made an evil plan to keep this from happening, but the Lord was watching over Jesus. An angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. The angel said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Herod will start looking for the child to kill him. Stay in Egypt until I tell you to return." So Joseph got up and left for Egypt during the night with the child and his mother. Joseph stayed in Egypt until Herod died. This was to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The Lord said, "I called my son out of Egypt." After Herod died, again an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. This happened while Joseph was in Egypt. The angel said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to Israel. The people who were trying to kill the child are now dead." So Joseph took the child and his mother and went to Israel. But he heard that Archelaus was now king in Judea. Archelaus became king when his father Herod died. So Joseph was afraid to go there. After being warned in a dream, he went to the area of Galilee. He went to a town called Nazareth and lived there. And so what God had said through the prophets came true. He will be called a Nazarene. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Do you hear someone sleeping?
Jesus was asleep. Mary was asleep. Joseph was asleep. The angel came and told them, you had better run. The angel came and told them, you had better run, run, run. Run, run, run. Herod wants to get you. Run, Jesus, run. Herod wants to get you. Run, Jesus, run. Oh, run, run, run. Run, run, run. The angel came and told them, you had better run. The angel came and told them, you had better run. Jesus was asleep. Mary was asleep. Joseph was asleep. The angel came and told them, you had better run. The angel came and told them, you had better run. Oh, run, run, run. Run, run, run. Herod wants to get you. Run, Jesus, run. Herod wants to get you. Run, Jesus, run. Got away.
Hooray!
Mary got away.
Hooray!
Joseph got away.
Hooray!
The angel came and told them, you had better run. The angel came and told them, you had better run. Oh, run, run, run. Run, run, run. They ran away to Egypt, and there they were saved.
Oh, boy. Isn't it true that God takes care of his own, and especially his own son, Jesus Christ, who is God himself, by the way? Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I need some march leaders during our wonderful We Kids March. Look at these hands going up. Leandra, thank you very much for the picture, dear. How would you like to be ahead of Christina, Marissa, and Aubrey in this smiling girls family? Thank you very much for the picture. I'm looking at it here. It's wonderful. You look so nice. By the way, I have the one of Danielle, Christopher, and Matthew on the beach. Christopher, would you like to be march leader, young man? Yes, I think you're capable. Darcy, you're ahead of Carl, Danae, and Caleb in this household here. Abigail, I'm putting you ahead of Chelsea and Thomas. Let's see. Laura, a couple of months ago, big five. Can you be a march leader this time? Yes, ahead of sisters Anne and Marilyn. And Alexis, of course, I'm picking you to be march leader ahead of little Nicholas. Mama, will you please help with Nicholas? Grandpa Darvin, you can be marching too. Oh, driving and marching at the same time? Well, gonna have to pad those feet on the floorboard, I guess. Joshua, you're ahead of Gabrielle and Michaela. And Kaylee, I'm putting you ahead of Emily, Andrea, and Heather over here. And Jared, would you like to be ahead of Jeremis and Jaleesa? You sweet J-kids. Jared, you're in. Amber, you're in front of Kendall today. And Joseph, little Joseph, gets to be march leader ahead of Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, Hannah, Mary Louise, Deborah, and Daniel. That's a lot of pancakes in this family. Joseph, you're march leader over here. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? I need to go over the rules, and while I'm doing that, if I have not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you very much. Rule number one during our wonderful We Kids March, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Kirsten, it is a march. Number two, knees up high, even if you're a grandpa or grandma. This means you. Number three, please watch out for little marchers, especially if you're a papa-sized marcher. And number four, how could I forget these guys? Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Woo, this band is hot today. Alicia, good marching. Watch out for the bone players, Alyssa. Here comes Clarence. And Christina comes marching through. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right. Watch out for the trombone players, Joseph. Not to mention that brother and all those sisters. The little guy's doing a good job here. Hello, Katrina. Here comes Jesslyn and Blaine. Hello, Carl the Third, and Danae and Caleb. You're supposed to be following Darcy. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Here comes Tanya. If you've just tuned in, Don't ask any questions. Just fall into line. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes sweet Marissa. Ah, you're a smiling kid today, aren't you? You like to march? Thanks for the picture, Marissa. Dan and Marilyn come marching by. Laura, you're supposed to be leading them, not following. What are you doing? Following or leading or just marching around like a aimless kid? Here comes Susanna. And Jeffrey comes marching in and marching through and marching out. Jeffrey, don't march too far away. You need to hear the radio here. And Taylor comes marching in. We're going to turn this around to the rear. March. I think we turned the whole crowd. Austin, other direction. I think we turned the whole crowd around there. Seth and Kelsey and Hannah, good marching form. Hello, Curtis. Hello, Allison. Alexis and Nicholas, fine marching kiddos. And Grandpa Darwin, you're doing fine, but you keep driving, sir. Andrea and Abigail and DJ and Emily marching through like this. Good marching form, kids. Here comes Becky. Will and Hunter are in their good marching form as usual during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hello, Greta and Daniel and Nicholas and Hannah and Bethany and Pamela and Shauna and Ricky and Carl and Jordan. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are great marchers, and you may be seated. And now the grossest Wee Kids song of all. You are sitting down, aren't you?
Old King Herod was a wicked old king.
Oh, that's true.
He was proud as anything.
Proud, proud.
He was so puffed up with pride.
Pride.
He was full of the devil inside.
Ooh.
So worms came to nibble on his fingers.
Gross. Mm-hmm.
Nibble on his toes, nibble on his ear.
Gross. Mm-hmm.
Nibble on his nose, nibble on his eye.
Gross. Mm-hmm.
Nibble on his thigh. Why? Because he wouldn't give praise to God.
No, he wouldn't give praise to God. Oh, my.
Old King Herod was a wicked old king.
That's true.
He was proud as anything.
Proud.
He would give a happy nod when his people said, "You're greater than God."
Watch out, Herod.
So worms came to nibble on his fingers.
Yeah, gross.
Nibble on his toes, nibble on his ear.
Gross.
Nibble on his nose, nibble on his eye.
Gross.
Nibble on his thigh, nibble on his head. Nibble till he's dead. Because he wouldn't give praise to God.
No, he wouldn't give praise to God. There is a lesson in here somewhere, youngster. Don't get caught up in the pride of life. Don't be thinking, oh, I'm pretty good. That was Herod's problem. There were several Herods in the New Testament, by the way. And the one in Acts chapter 12, verses 21 through 23, found himself nibbled on by worms. Verse 21, on an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, the Bible says, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. And the people kept crying out, "The voice of a god and not of a man!" And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God the glory. And he was eaten by worms and died. Talk about gross, but it's true. Read it for yourself. I don't know if you want to do this during family Bible time or not. Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 21. Thank you so much, Donut Man, for that gross song. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids. Hey there, kiddo. Have you been to our Wee Kids website? If you're a computer type of family, and you should not be surfing around on the internet by yourself, take a parent with you and visit weekids.org. It'd be wonderful to have you stop by.
Jesus, I heard you had a big house where I'd have a room of my own. And Jesus, I heard you had a big you had clothes in your closet.
Jesus loves you enough to give his life for you, youngster, and that's exactly what he did when he died on the cross of Calvary. He proved his great love for you. Hey there, kiddo. You're listening to Wee Kids with Mr. Nick. And now down into the depths of the sea. Such music on Wee Kids. Poor whale, poor Jonah. When God says do something, youngster, be sure to do it just as God has told you to do it. By the way, you want to learn more about Jonah, that's found in the book of Jonah. And if you want to learn more about old King Herod the Wormy Old King, Ooh, that is a gross song, isn't it? Acts chapter 12. And today's Bible time about that escape to Egypt, Jesus and his parents trying to get away from wicked King Herod. Different King Herod, but they were all bad, I understand. That's Matthew chapter 2. And today's verse to remember, Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And believe me, those are good words. Those are comforting words. But don't wait until you're in a tight spot to talk with God. Thank him now. Praise him for who he is and for what he's done for us through his wonderful son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross of Calvary, who died so that we can live. Oh, that's good news of the gospel. And the good news of Wee Kids as well. And I see we have the Wee Kids Cruiser here waiting. I wonder if this thing runs today. Let me see if I can get into this here. Put on my helmet and strap it up tight. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Okay, machine, giddy up. smooth as usual. Talk to you next time, kiddo. Bye now.